Again, not to be identified with the ego, but to really realize that we are in charge of our homecoming. And so the more that we can stretch our imagination to coincide with our true gifting, with our true reality, with our true understanding of self, we will ignite the sacred flame. So this is very, very important, interesting, revealing. When I just said revealing, I had all these like blue orbs, is to really understand that our time is now. Our time is not sometime in the future. So we don't need to be worrying about or thinking about or pressing upon what's in the future. It's more of that graduation simulation in the now moment of arrival. So when they share those messages about imagining, it's really allowing your garden to grow, really allowing a leap of faith, really allowing a place of certainty to recognize that we've already arrived. We've already arrived. So as we will have a heart for self, so the heart for self, remember when they were saying that there's just so much support that's waiting to be self-evident. So in other words, our garden growing has to come through our own endurance, through our own acceptance, through our own look-see, through our own permission statement of declaration. So the declaration is really about coming home to self. It's really about giving ourselves liberty. It's like, give me liberty or give me death. It's liberty out of our old timeline, out of our old confinement. So when I say confinement, I literally see us like all crouched up, like, okay, I'm gonna try to fit into this lifestyle. It really doesn't fit and it's not very comfortable, but I'm gonna do my hardest. And so this is where it's sort of like time's up, the joke's up, this isn't gonna cut it anymore. So we wanna have that feeling of pressing upon. So it's sort of like aborting the old configuration, the old beliefs, the old justification. So the justification is, if I do what's asked of me, I get like my two golden coins, versus if I allow myself to triumph, if I allow myself to unfold, if I allow myself liberal freedom, instead of waiting for two coins from you, I can have 20 coins from heaven. So this is like where we're giving ourselves the pink slip, where we're turning in our old limited tally sheet or agreement. So we really want to feel that, like we've all agreed to this past consideration and we've really outgrown. So just imagine wearing, you're a kid, you're growing, and it's like, these pants I'm clearly outgrowing, or these shoes or whatever. And they work for the time being, but they're really outdated. They're just not comfortable. So that's what we're receiving, that accelerated presence is really feeling where we've outgrown the old lifestyle. So these are gonna be impressions where we're still maybe going through the motions to some degree, but even as we're growing through the motions, like out of the corner of our eye, we're seeing the liftoff presence where there's a new reality. And, you know, I'm doing this one last time, but next time I'm really going to abort this consideration and try my luck. So we want to feel that nothing ventured, nothing gained approach. We want to feel that coinciding with our new reality, with our new storehouse, with our new overseeing wisdom. So this like, what would I call that? It's like overseeing us. When I say overseeing us, I just have these, they just kind of look like sound waves to me, but it's energy. And it's coming in, when I say sound waves, it's sort of like gaining strength. So you get like this pulsation and there's a pause and more pulsation and more pulsation. And so with each growing emphasis, with each growing effectiveness, it's like easier and easier and easier to just plug in. So instead of plugging into lack, instead of plugging into separation, I plug into justified assurance where I'm just going to test this out. I'm going to take that leap of faith and just try out the new sequencing. So when I said new sequencing, I just had like all these numbers, like boop, 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 boop. There's just and all this energy that's aligning ourselves to our highest demonstration, to our highest liberal pleasure. So this is where we're receiving ourselves abroad. So we want to remember that like our time is limited, and they're just showing me like a count off, like, you know, like it keeps going and going and going, but it's going backwards because our time is limited. We really want to feel that and understand that we're on the move. So they're asking us to get very comfortable with that association of being on the move, like the old platform, the old existence, tick, 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 like it really is no longer. So what we're doing is sort of like we're gathering our belongings, we're gathering really our necessities. So our necessities is our pattern for liftoff status. So this is our alignment. Our only necessity really is our alignment with spirit, our alignment with love, our alignment with our true adherence. So out of this coincided value, out of this symphony, out of this, they're saying our stargazing reach, in other words, aligning with our truth. So again, we're shifting in consciousness, we're shifting in dimensionality. So it's not, it's like a paradigm shift, a leap of faith. So they're saying like faith, it's a very iffy word because a lot of us start checking out where faith is concerned because we're asked to believe in nothing, or so it would seem to the linear mind. So this is where we're in process, where we're graduating. So we want to feel that. We want to feel the joy. We want to feel the freedom. We want to feel the stamina. We want to feel the outpouring of love, of love's attendance, of love's assistance. So whether you feel light, whether you feel warmth, whether you feel like a tingling sensation, or whether you're just willing to say, I can, what you do is you raise the bar, you raise your relevance in your own concern. So your own concern is, I no longer need to play with an outdated forecast or an outdated constraint. So that constraint is very relevant because it's a little bit like even if you win, you don't really win because it's still duality. It's still like functioning out of a system that never really scratches your itch. Like it never really feeds your total claim. So as we're raising to a higher awareness, it's like attending a restaurant where it's fast food or whatever. It's like, I don't care how good the food is, it's never really going to wet my palate. It's never going, you know, to really feed my tummy. It's never going to bring me what I know I came to receive. Now, this is very essential because when we're saying what I came to receive, this is where we're aligning with our true self, with our holy assurance, with our holy presence. Now, when I said that, your guides, everyone's guides, it's like just step forth. And there is this new association. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that love. We want to feel that plug-in. We want to feel that support. And we want to feel that alignment of that gifted arrival. So that gifted arrival is our truth. So each of us have been telling a false tale. In other words, aligning with someone else's truth, aligning with the truth that got us what we needed. And so what we're doing is we're coming back to self and we're realigning with love. And so we're like unplugging the circuitry of following the bouncing ball. In other words, following someone else's performance, following the matrix, following someone else's dance, and turning on our own light and witness. So this is very, very significant, because our own light and witness, I'm just seeing like when they show like evolution, like Cro-Magnon man and the missing link, and then something that's human. So the idea is that this is a growth in our evolutionary status. So we want to join along. So when they're saying join along, there's a new altitude. There's a new, what would I call that? It's like an energetic link or essence or homecoming. Now, when I say homecoming, the reason they had me say that is it feels familiar. You know, it's almost like when you meet someone, like, I've never met you, but you just feel familiar. This is what we're doing. We're really meeting the beloved. We're meeting ourselves. And so because we really haven't been in alignment with our true self, it's new to us, but it's going to feel familiar. It's like, wait a minute, this actually feels better than what I thought it was that I was after. So as we will feed the heart, so again, aligning with our higher heart, aligning with our higher truth, allowing ourselves to be stirred. So allowing ourselves to be stirred is we're tuning back in to our own pulsation. And allowing ourselves to be stirred is now we're leaving that false sense of security, that false sense of I know what everything's for, I know how life operates, and we're returning to that trust of our oversoul. So as we do this, we receive instant revelation. So there's something about that instant that makes some of us a little nervous because, well, wait a minute, are you taking away my security? Are you taking away things that I gravitate to? But what we want to remember is that paradigm is really, it's illusionary, and it's on the verge of collapse. It's really what it is, which is fine, and it's timely because we're going abroad. So we're already, when I said going abroad, man, we all hit that note. We're already there. So as we will ascend, as we will allow that place of new association. So that new association is who we have registered to be. So it's almost like registering for a course or signing up. It's like, yes, it's already there. It's already felt. And when I say felt, We've all aligned with it. We've all received it. And so what we're doing is we're learning to play along. So that means we're following that new approach. And so this is where we may feel like we're being turned inside out simply because life's not going to be automatic anymore. We're not just going to do what we do just because we've been doing it that way for 50 years. So it's like we're really on a new adventure. Excuse me. And so all we have to do is to realize that we're in our right place in all moments. In other words, each moment, it's like a world upon itself. It's a journey upon itself where we're taking ourselves back. So it may be an easy moment. It may be a confusing moment. It may be a moment you don't particularly enjoy in the first outlook. In other words, it's like, can I trade this in? But we want to remember that every moment is assured. In other words, it's each taking ourselves, it's each helping, each moment is helping us arrive at victory. Now, this is very essential that we realize that everything is serving our homecoming. Everything is serving our homecoming, because at last, we're joining within. So again, it's not the facts and figures, the nouns, the objects. It's the inner stirring. It's the inner devotion. It's the inner claim. So as you will receive your highest claim, so again, the highest claim, this is what you have asserted. You have, when I say asserted, there are the blue lights again. You have asserted, you have agreed upon, you have traveled next. So traveled next is you're already there. So when I'm receiving everyone, you're already there. So what we're doing in our conscious awareness is we're demonstrating our faith. So there's that word faith again, because we're catching up on a conscious level where we have already ascended to. So just imagine that you are the ones presenting yourselves with your own roadmap. You're the one that's already at your destination, waving, holding the space. I'm standing here, I've got your picnic space. And so every motion, every turbulent crisis. Now, my human self is not particularly thrilled that they said crisis. but it's a crisis to the old association because it forces us into new engagement. So in essence, no more sleepwalking, no more staying still. Because even when we feel we're locomotive, in other words, even when we feel like we're pressing forward, when we're aligning with a lower consciousness, we're really staying still. It's like we're just circling around and around, but in an old confinement. So that's very, very relevant that we realize the old placement is an old confinement. In other words, it's just like stay right here in this little circle and don't come out. So what we're electing to do, they're saying, is to make our garden grow. When I said that, I just received everybody on a multidimensional performance on a scale. And so when I'm receiving everyone, it's like you're the green giant. It's the only way I can explain, where it was just like this low energy, just kind of like hovering here versus this bright light. And when I say bright light, I mean very bright light. So this means instant manifestation. This means third eye just activating. So again, all of our circuitry. So how do I put this in words? I just see everything in motion where it's happening. It's already happening. It's already churning. Almost like, well, I'm not sure if I want to get on that ride. Well, look down because you're already seated and the ride already began. So this is for us to have love's assurance, to realize we're already plugged in. We're already provided for. Now, this is very supportive and helpful, is to feel that. When I kept seeing everyone's guides, you have all the guidance you could ever imagine. So again, we're learning to adjust to this accommodation. In other words, to realize we're being guided, we're being shown. And so the energy that is coming upon us is, what would I put to that? It's quickening. It's quickening, like everyone's gonna start feeling it if you're not already, where something's different. I can't really put my finger on it, but things just are not ordinary. You're just gonna feel it. Things just don't feel ordinary anymore. Things feel different. Because we wanna remember this is consciousness, this is space. And again, as we're changing our reality, so again, we've been very accustomed to body focus and identification. And so we're changing our identification, we're changing our reality and aligning with source, aligning with our wholeness, aligning with truth. So as we develop that new realization, we're gonna continue to quicken the pace. We're gonna continue to quicken our evolved status. So in essence, it's gonna get easier and easier and easier because we're no longer they're saying situated, meaning we're no longer attached to the old format, to the old persuasion. So allow yourselves to receive your full gifting, your full circumstance. When I say circumstance, there's just energy aglow. And so again, this is bringing us new accommodations, new witnessing, new maturity. And so we're simply adjusting. We're simply adjusting to use our wingspan, meaning not functioning only out of our five senses, which has been activating all along, but it's going to be even more pervasive, even more present. And allow all to reassemble. So this is where I think I'm going. This is what I've chosen. But higher self, if you have a better idea, please present. I'm on board. I'm on board. We'll just take one more moment to receive.